And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. The first story, you're not going to believe this, it's called Levi. Ooh, what's that on your ear? We'll talk about that in a little bit. Get into our devotional dime of the day later on. It's called Opposite. We're going to go in a different direction on that one because it is, in fact, opposite. We're going to get into the stay in the game theory, kind of in keeping with football and baseball and things like that. Staying in the game. And then we're going to wind down the hour with our own Susie Lopez joining us to review CrazyPriceMall.com and Cyber Monday.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Always good to be living, always better to be prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, we'll see. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. In fact, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-KPRAISE. Any topic, by the way, is technically open for conversation. At the board today, Terminator Todd.
Yeah.
How you doing, brother?
I'm always good.
All right, we're going to take our exit and then come back. I do want to want you to remember, so it's kind of important. I was telling my GM this the other day. Hey, the show, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. That's all it is. All right, it's crossed between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, but you are the winner because you get to hear SRN News.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An Ohio State University official has identified the suspect in the Ohio State attack that injured 9 people as a man of Somali descent. Monica Mall is the public safety director at the university.
The suspect's name, we can confirm that the suspect was an OSU student named Abdul Razak Ali Artan.
And she described the crime.
The suspect drove his vehicle into a group of pedestrians. There were some injuries that resulted from that. The suspect then got out of the vehicle with a knife and began cutting individuals in the area. And the officer engaged the suspect and fired shots and used deadly force to stop the threat.
Artan was born in Somalia and living in the United States as a legal permanent resident. It was unclear when Artan came to the United States. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has voted unanimously to reject a request from Green Party candidate Jill Stein to conduct a hand recount of the presidential vote. Commission Chairman Mark Thompson says he's not expecting a recount to change the results, but he acknowledges it might be comforting to some.
If nothing else, this is going to give us a very good audit. It's going to reassure Wisconsin voters that we have a fair system, that we're not counting illegal votes, we're not counting dead people's votes.
Federal law requires the recount to be completed by December 13th. 7 potential jurors have been qualified in the federal death penalty trial of the white man accused of fatally shooting 9 black parishioners at a South Carolina church. The slow process of juror qualification began today in the trial of Dylan Roof on dozens of charges, including hate crimes and obstruction of religion. Questioning began after the judge ruled that Roof can represent himself in his trial in the June 2015 attack at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 54 points, the Nasdaq dropped 30. This is SRN News.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here. Just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using helpwantedsandiego.com? Where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job. Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results. Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend helpwantedsandiego.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. Helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I'm looking outside. I know people really want to know the weather, and I want to tell you one of the best ways to know the weather is to look outside. If you're in a place where you're just hearing my voice and you have no window contact in any capacity, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? Anyway, it's pretty cloudy. We would go, instead of that partly cloudy, which is, it's pretty cloudy. There's a lot of clouds out. What does that mean? Well, you think, well, is there a possibility of rain? Okay, again, where you been the last 4 days? It's been raining for 4 days. Yeah, of course there's possibilities of rain all the time, but here's the coolest part. Excalibur Roofing. Ha ha! Aha! Aha! Here's the thing. You might be thinking, how do I know whether my roof has a problem? And we have brought this for 3 years. We've told you the same way. If you're watching your big screen TV and a thing of water comes down your wall and it fizzles out your big screen TV, you've got a roof problem. If you want to make sure you don't have any potential roof problems, Excalibur Roofing is who you want to contact. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com is their website. Oh, by the way, if you go to Facebook and type in Excalibur Roofing, guess what's going to come up? Excalibur Roofing. Amazing. That's called a roofing live read. You get that one a show? That's how you get to be the big sponsor right there. And you win awards for commercial writing. Ha ha ha. All of it's good. ExcaliburRoofing.com. If you got a problem, talk to them. They're great to talk to. All right. Couple things I do want to mention. We do have our own Susie Q. Susie Lopez going to be jumping on the show very last segment to talk about Cyber Monday. Just sounds so weird. So you have Thanksgiving, right? Then you have the Big Friday event, which everybody starts doing Thursday at 2 or something. And then now you've got Cyber Monday. So I'm waiting for Ultron Tuesday, you know, Wackadoodle Wednesday. They're just going to keep coming up with stuff no matter what happens. Never going to end, right?
There's a small business Wednesday, I think, or small business
small
Tuesday.
Saturday. It's a small business Saturday is coming up, isn't that it?
That's right.
Small business, which I think, by the way, is fantastic. and I would encourage people to participate in. But just think every day is going to have some kind of nuanced element to it. So you know how they have the Advent calendar and you got to open that up for, you know, when it's winding down of Christmas. Pretty soon they're going to have just an advertiser calendar. So every time you open up that, you'll see which one's next. That is a joke, but it is kind of sad, isn't it? Okay, a couple things to let you know. KPRZ has a mobile app. It's free. You can use it on the iPhone. You can use it on the Android. They've got a new, by the way, completely brand new assembled mobile telephone just for KPRZ, but it's invisible and we're not releasing it yet. Get ready. You never know when it's coming. It could come at any point. Again, go to KPRZ.com to check out some of the different things we got going on, including our half-price tuition page, as well as other events that are taking place. We have different concerts taking place, especially at this time of year. As you're getting closer to Christmas, there's a lot of concerts that are taking place in different churches that are doing, you know, positions where they want you to know what they got, who they got coming in. It's kind of cool. So it's a good time to be checking out the website. Oh, sure. All right, I'm going to briefly talk about Thanksgiving and then this thing on my dog's ear. And I'll explain that in a second. So real quickly, Terminator Todd, Thanksgiving, 1 to 10, what do you give it for you?
11.
Ooh. Anything particular or was it just the food?
Just family and food, and I just love any time I can sit around the table and just joke and laugh with my family.
All right, so big family time, big food time, a lot of fun. We, too, had a very, very wonderful Thanksgiving, one of the more relaxing for us. Something happened that has never happened before in my life because we moved closer to be with my son, for those that are unaware, because my son and daughter-in-law are having our first grandchild, that's a boy. I already have my Addy bug, that's different. So I was out at a pizza place taking my wife to the movies, which we go to the movie theater once a year, so not a lot. And I'm at a pizza place, the Pizza Press or something along those lines, and I'm almost done with my pizza. For the first time ever in my 55-year history, in walks my son and daughter-in-law. Never happened before where I've ran into my immediate family by accident. Up to that moment, everything in my life has been specifically planned to avoid or to meet with them. So that threw me for a curve. Just saying, but it was fun. We picked up their dinner, you know, bought their dinner, went over to the movie theater. It was fun. It was a great surprise.
Time.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. All right, I want to do a quick spiritual observation. By the way, Band of Brothers, thank you guys for letting me speak there on Tuesday night. It was my privilege, and I certainly hope it was a blessing for all involved, and thank you for the prayer time. This is not going to be overly spiritual in its presentation, but in its application will be exceedingly spiritual. I have a dog named Levi. 75-pound... Wait.
For $1 billion. The question is...
Okay, I don't even know what that was.
It's supposed to be Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh, they missed it. So on this particular journey, on this particular day... we're looking at my dog. My dog's a cool dog. Now, as far as the apartment complex is concerned, we think he's 59 9/10 pounds. But in reality, he's like 75. So, you know, but then Thanksgiving, we gave him a lot of turkey. That's what blew him up. A real big, he's, you know, huge. So I'm looking at the dog, and my wife's looking at the dog, and we notice something. He had something on his ear. A typical response would be for us is you got something on the dog's ear, better probably take him to the vet, have the vet look at it. But we looked at it, and instead of just responding or freaking out, you know, we did something that was really kind of cool is we just thought, you know, we're really kind of tight on money, but we will take him and we'll go into debt if we need to go into debt. But let's pray first and ask the Lord to help. Well, that's what I was doing when I was talking with my wife. I think she was like going, what's that thing on his ear? And I'm like, we got to ask the Lord to take this thing off his ear. So I did say to her directly, let's not take him to the vet yet. Let's see, because I think it's going to dry up and fall off. Now, you know what the price difference between dry up and fall off is compared to going to a veterinarian? It's a big difference. Not that veterinarians aren't fantastic. They are wonderful. But at that moment, I needed a wonderful break in my wallet. So we prayed and kind of hoped and just thought we'd keep an eye on it. And if it got any bigger or any worse, we're going to do something about it. This is what is amazing. You want to hear what's amazing? About a few days later, half of it fell off. And I'm thinking, don't be getting weird on me, people. I'm just thinking that's cool. Then the other 4/5 of the ear that would think it was on his ear fell off. Okay, cool. So it's got this little dot, and it looks like that's going to fall off. Now, the only reason that I bring that up, not, oh, you're so spiritual. Everybody knows that's not true. But I did notice something, and that is we can often react to something too quickly because we think if we pray about something and we don't get the answer right then and there when we pray, then we're going to have to take the next step. And sometimes it's not a bad idea to breathe a little. Sometimes it's not a bad idea to take a breath or to take a step or to relax. The thing just fell off. My question to myself, to my wife, and to you is how often do we act or react too quickly? Did you ever have somebody say something to you and you have a full response, but then you find out that your full response to what they say, what they said to you, isn't the full story? And you've just responded to something without having all the information? I've had that happen to me 100 times. There was a preacher in Phoenix, Arizona, over a very large church, and he said something that kind of sticks in my mind, kind of still sticks with me. He said, it's really about having a measured reaction, not an explosive reaction. It's like, For me, that's not great in the sense that I don't do that well. In fact, I do that poorly. But it does show me in life, in walk, in the pursuit, that sometimes we can react too quickly. We can, you heard that expression? Overreact? That means you're acting too much, too fast, too soon, and we need to take a breath. Only it doesn't have to sound like Darth Vader. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
In Canada, a 19-year-old homeschool graduate and pro-life advocate won a provincial election by a landslide, becoming the youngest member of provincial parliament in Ontario history. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Sam Oosterhoff, who suspended his first year of political science studies at Brock University to run, sailed to victory in a district covering Niagara, Ontario, winning 54% of the vote. Jack Fonseca of Campaign Life Coalition pointed out that the young politician earned the overwhelming victory despite a relentless smear campaign by the ruling Liberal Party and the mainstream media. Fonseca told LifeSite News, the homeschooled teen ran as a pro-life and pro-family politician, and the result was the highest vote percentage in the past 5 elections. He noted that Oosterhoff's 54% of the popular vote was a 28% increase over the district's previous winner in 2014. Oosterhoff, who is a member of the Canadian Reformed Church and former political staffer, promised during his campaign that he would be a voice for common sense, pro-family policies and concerns. He also said he would never waver in his support of parents as primary educators and would strive to ensure that parental rights are respected in education, adding, "Socially conservative politicians can win elections by being unapologetic." As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you're being forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, one of the great cities in the United States, one of the great cities in the world. You live in a great city. I want to encourage you to pray for the city. In fact, that's what Scripture tells us to do. If you're into Jeremiah, a lot of people are into Jeremiah 29:11, which talks about the future plans that the Lord has for us. And some people in context, out of context, don't forget dynamic scriptural application also applies not just only in context. The Lord speaks many times through his scripture in different ways. But the real thing is not to forget the verses that go earlier where it says, become a part of this city, be a blessing to the city. As the city is blessed, I will bless you. That's an encouragement. So for wherever you're at, until the Lord relocates you, do your best to be a blessing to the city and help participate in the advancement of the city and especially towards the kingdom of God. Let's keep in mind this segment brought to you by Sam Rasool, our very good friend Sam Rasool. Had a really good year. I hope next year he has a much better year too. Because you know what he does is when he buys or sells a house through anybody in this program, he takes 25% of that commission and gives it to whatever church, charity, or ministry that the person desires. He's given away thousands and thousands of dollars, which is totally cool. I don't know why. That's just a cool thing. He's trying to mix, you know, his business and with his ministry and the giving. And it's like, that's all good. Nothing but good. If you want to talk to somebody who knows more about real estate, I mean, he knows, like Marty knows retirement, Sam knows real estate. That's how my uncle would have said it. Like Marty knows retirement, Sam knows real estate. We always tell people, send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. ThinkSam.com. That's his website. ThinkSam.com. He did that so that people could remember it. People like me could just remember it. Website, Dave. ThinkSam.com. Whoa, I think I can remember that. ThinkSam.com. 858-7801-SAM. 858-7801-SAM. Hey, it doesn't cost any money to talk to Sam. You can just talk to him. Kind of get an idea of what's going on. He'll tell you what he's seeing trending for real estate in San Diego, good, bad, or indifferent. He'll tell you what it is. If you decide you don't want to use him, you don't have to use him. It's not a requirement. It's the, what he always asks for is simply the opportunity to show his level of commitment and the spirit that he has in regards to it. And if you decide after that, no, fine, no problem. That's the kind of guy you'd be dealing with. That's the kind of guy you want to deal with. Okay? Let's not forget about Chris Brown's True Stewardship Christmas $100,000 giveaway. I don't think I'm entitled to get that $100,000. I know I'm not entitled. Here's what you do. You go to stewardship.com and sign up. They're giving away cash and prizes every week leading up to Christmas. So it's an opportunity. And you're thinking, well, I never win any of those things. Yeah, typically you don't win if you don't sign up. That is one of those realities. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong about that. Don't forget about the Urban Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans. Yeah. He's on Monday through Friday at 10:30 here on KPRZ, though that's not on my hostliner thing. I just happen to know that because when Dr. Tony Evans speaks, we only think of one word, and that's inspirational. Because he is a powerful and inspirational speaker. Love that. All right, let's get into opposites. Actually, it's opposite, singular. Sorry. Here we go. Into our DDD, James chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. James chapter 4, verses 7 through 8 says this, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. This is James 4, 7 through 8. And the word submit, where it says submit yourselves therefore to God, really hugely, hugely complex Greek word. It means to surrender or submit. That's what it means. Okay, wait, that's not hugely complex. Correct. It's not. Submit, surrender. You hear the word submit in our society today, and then there's some weird element where, you know, there's a defiance of some that's like, I won't submit to anybody. I refuse to surrender to anybody. I got a message for you. It's a Bob Dylan message, and you better just get used to it. Oh, you're going to serve somebody. Now, it could be the devil. It could be the Lord. It could be your sin. It could be your flesh. It could be the world, but you're going to serve somebody. So there's a surrendering taking place one way or another. And if sin is in your life and reigning in your life, you are surrendered to sin. You can defy and deny all you want, but stupid is as stupid does, and that doesn't change. So we're told to submit to God, make that surrender to God, make that yielding to God, because if we make our yielding to God, we're putting ourselves in the best possible place. You're not talking about surrendering to a government. You're not talking about surrendering to political principles. We're not talking about surrendering to the culture of the day. We're talking about surrendering to God, to connecting to your Creator by yielding. You know, when they have some of those big meetings in the old days, they used to say, you know, would so-and-so yield the floor? Would so-and-so yield the floor? Well, here's a pretty simple one. For God, will you yield the floor? Okay, because that's a fair question. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So an opposition of submit, and this is why it's called opposite, an opposition of submit is this word resist. So we're supposed to submit to God, but resist the devil. I know there's people out there in TV land and radio land and internet land and magazine land and newspaper land and even Disneyland, and they all think there's no devil. Now, that's how good the devil is. They don't even think he's real. That is how good he is. He is some kind of liar, isn't he? But the scripture says that we're supposed to submit or surrender to God and resist the devil. And to resist means to keep from giving in, which means don't give in. Like, no, I'm not going to do it. And it's a passage like this that should make it all so clear to the Bible-believing, born-again Christian that spiritual warfare is real. That there is warfare that takes place between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And you're a participant in this. And you have to decide to whom you will surrender and to whom you have resist. I have to decide that every day in all of my decisions, just like you. We choose where we're surrendering and where we're resisting. Scripture says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And it gives you the one piece of advice that can help you step over the hump right in front of us. It says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. You know what, Terminator Todd, that's a great way to think of that is, if you want to submit to God and resist the enemy, then the answer is to get near to God. Draw near. Spend time. Spend fellowship. Spend connection. Spend, you know, listen to that worship CD. Don't just listen to the political windbags of the day and thereby pollute your ears and your brain with all the rubbish. Get closer to the Lord. And, you know, I've had people run down this hallway and actually not yell at me, but point their finger at me and get really mad. And it's like, I tell people, if you're spending too much time listening to Christian radio, shut the radio off and spend time with God. Christian radio is not going to save you. Jesus will save you. Go talk to him. That's where you got to set it up. That's where you got to make it right. Now, after you spend time, I encourage you to come back, because if I didn't, they would throw me out of here. But the point is, surrender to God, resist the devil, recognize the warfare, and how you step over the hump as you get closer to God. That's the key. Got it? Get it? Keep it? Hold it? Never let it go. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience. From K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Maranatha Chapel is having a special celebration for your enjoyment, and it's free. That's right. On Sunday, December 11th at 6 p.m., Maranatha Chapel is presenting our special guest speaker, Will Graham, grandson of the beloved evangelist Billy Graham, who will be bringing a special message proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, Dennis Agajinian will be lifting up honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ through a special night of Christmas songs of praise and worship. Here's the best part. You and your family and friends can attend for free. Maranatha Chapel is located at 10752 Coastwood Road in San Diego. For more information, call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. Or go to maranathachapel.org. No child care is provided. The doors open at 5:30. Come December 11th and join us in the worship and special songs and hear the proclamation of the gospel by William Franklin Graham IV. Mark your calendars. It's going to be extraordinary. We'll see you there.
If you're a married man, listen to this observation. A psychiatrist is a fellow who asks you a lot of expensive questions that your wife is more than happy to ask you for free. Probably one of the reasons I don't have a psychiatrist is because I have learned to rely on my wife's questions and insights. She knows me better than anyone after more than 45 years of marriage, and her questions and advice about my well-being are usually right on target. Men, I encourage you to help yourselves by letting your helpmeet fulfill her God-given role in your life. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's reasons for giving men a wife on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5348.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. That's right, I added a yah at the end of California. What'd I do? Checking the traffic. Hey, you know, it's cloudy outside. Good to know. Checking the traffic. It's kind of cloudy outside. Good to know. If you want to, you can go to our Facebook, The David Spoon Experience, The David Spoon Experience with a the. That'll make it easier because there's 90 other sites that I have that are attached to some weird thing somewhere, not the least of which is the book site, his appointment. So that's the whole other element. So I'm just trying to make it easier for you if you want to comment or say something. But if you're really, really interested and you think you're close enough to the studio, just step outside your house and go, hey, Dave, and see if I respond. Between 2 and 4? Probably not. Could be. Probably not. This segment brought to you by my exceedingly good friend, Mr. Steve Wheeler from Whitefields Ministries. What do you know about Steve? He's in the red zone. I told you about this. People go to red zone, take the gospel to places that are not necessarily safe to take the gospel. Now, what do you think about that? He brings the gospel to places, to people he doesn't know, to encourage them to become Christians by sharing the gospel story, putting his own life at risk. So he has asked our audience to pray for his safety. Okay, got it. Not complex. You're thinking, well, you're going to ask for money. I'm not asking you for anything. And if you're feeling guilty because somebody's telling you to pray for somebody for safety, you got a whole nother problem going on, okay? We want to pray for Steve. In fact, let's pray for him right now. Father, we just come before you, lift up Steve and Coral. I ask in the name of Jesus that you would protect them as they advance the gospel and continue to do their best to serve you. As an audience, as people, as brothers, as sisters in the Lord, we ask that you would protect our brother as he's about your business. You keep them safe. You keep them secure. We've always prayed that you would put angels around them. We're always asking that you would protect them. Give them guidance and wisdom. Give them favor. And let the gospel be proclaimed everywhere they go. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, there. For those that really didn't want to pray, you just prayed with me anyway. Congratulations. That wasn't that hard. If you want to get in touch with Whitefields, whitefields.org. The word Whitefields, the phrase, comes from the Gospel of John chapter 4. Actually, they have a pretty good explanation of it on their website. And as well, if you desire to, you can call them. You can talk to Brenda. You know, for 2 years, I thought it was Becky. Steve, I said, is it Becky? He goes, no, it's Brenda. I'm like, oops. Okay. 760-846-8610. I do the best I can. 760-846-8610. If you want to do me a favor, here's my new thing I need prayer for. I know that most of you are like, wait, I turned this show on so that you can tell us what's going on, maybe be a little encouraging. I understand. But every once in a while, I need some encouraging, and it's my wife that needs some encouraging because my wonderful son, in his infinite wisdom, has left his two dogs with me and my wife yet again as they are on a business trip again for about 8 days. So the dogs came last night. We got three dogs in an apartment, and my wife is sick. And our garbage disposal broke. And she's sick and other things. So please pray for her so that when I get home, the dogs can be tired, she can be tired, and I can have peace. No, that's selfish. I shouldn't say that. It's true, but that's not what I'm supposed to say. What I'm supposed to say is please pray for her as she's already texting me and I'm already in trouble. Thanks. That's awesome. Now that's where you play it. Good job. All right, Terminator Todd kicking it on the, what do we say? Do you guys call them the knobs, the dials? What do you call them nowadays?
They're pots.
They're what?
Pots.
Pots?
Short for potentia something meter. Potentia something meter.
I'm going with knobs.
You pot it up, pot it down.
Okay. Anyhow, we're going to move on to that one. And into this one, it's a DDD, another DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. And yes, we have multiples. Why? Because, I do multiple devotional times, and I'm in the Old Testament sometimes, New Testament sometimes. This is going to come now. This is the modern Berkeley version. I'm not expecting anybody to know where this version comes from. It's a very rare version, but I read it over the weekend because I love this version. The title of this one is called Stay in the Game. Stay in the game. For Samuel 12, 24 through 25. Okay. For Samuel 12, 24 through 25 says this. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you. But if you shall still do wickedly, you shall be swept away. Both you and your king. Ooh. Listen to this. This is a toughie. This is Samuel kind of laying it down for the people. Like, okay, well, okay. Fear the Lord. Serve the Lord. Do it in truth. With all your heart. Consider what great things he's done for you. But if you're still going to operate in wickedness, you can be tossed to the side. Ooh, doggy. break that down. Or as pastors nowadays like to say, let's unpack that. Here we go. When it says fear of the Lord, revere is actually the best translation for this Hebrew word, to be in awe, to be in respect, to revere the Lord. Fear him, honor him. This is not the tremble. There are trembles before the Lord. There are shaking your boots before the Lord. This is just not that one. Fear the Lord and serve him. In other words, put that fear, that respect, that awe, that appreciation into serving in his kingdom. Here's the key component to this. In truth, fear the Lord and serve him in truth. Now, what does that mean? That means no phony baloney. You serve him the best you can, who you are, the best you got, the best you know. You will never serve God good enough to earn God's favor. You can simply serve in his kingdom. And you, being real becomes a key component of how you serve. Being honest, being forthright, being aletheia is a key. And then it says this, which is a fascinating part. It says, serve him in truth by being real with all of your heart, which means no half-hearted Christianity. No Christianity that's half. Well, I go to Wednesday night Bible study, Dave, and I go to Sunday service, and then on the big special events every quarter, we go to those special events. So isn't that fantastic? Yeah, that's pretty part-time. I'm not saying you need to be in church all the time, but you can't think of Christianity as a part-time faith. Because then what if Jesus decides to become your part-time Savior? Or God decides to become your part-time God? That doesn't seem right, does it? No, that doesn't seem right. It's not right. It's wrong. You can't part-time Christianity. You can't get into Christianity and say, well, I'm going to do it as it fits my schedule. Okay, that is not okay. We have to do an all-our-heart process. And then he says this in this portion. He says, for consider what great things God has done for you. Now, therein lies the core to us getting all this stuff right. It's not even complex. Don't have to do this perfectly. We have to consider what great things God has done for us. Now, let's be honest. Has God ever answered a prayer for you, ever? Has God ever protected you? Has God ever blessed you? Has God ever touched you? Has God ever done anything in your life? Has he done anything for you? Has he done anything for you? Well, the scripture teaches us that we should be considering the great things that God has done for us. So here's my question. Make it easy. What has God done for you? And here it is. Ready? Are you still thankful today like you were when it happened? Ooh, that's tough. Dave, pull that out of my back. That's a tough one. Yeah. But because God did something fantastic for me last month doesn't mean I put it on the shelf or there's something wrong with me. When my wife did that wonderful thing for me when she, you know, went out of her way, is that something that I'm supposed to take and then put on the shelf, or should I remember that in our engagement, in our relationship, in our life together? Should I continually think about how much she has demonstrated her love and commitment to me by act after act after act and element after element after element? The great things God has done for you do not get put on the shelf. They get placed in your heart, where you remember them forever. Got it? Get it? Yeah, that's kind of cool, I think. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. Then our very own Susie Lopez jumping in the studio. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Everyone we meet bears the image of God.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Dave Brannan. Picture two teenage girls. The first girl is strong and healthy. The other girl has never known the freedom of getting around on her own. From her wheelchair, she faces not only the emotional challenges common to life, but also a stream of physical pains and struggles. But both girls are smiling cheerfully as they enjoy each other's company. Two beautiful teenagers, each seeing in the other the treasure of friendship. Jesus devoted much of his time and attention to people like the girl in the wheelchair, people with lifelong disabilities or physical deformities, as well as those who were looked down on by others for various reasons. In fact, Jesus let one of those people anoint him with oil, to the disdain of the religious leaders. On another occasion, when a woman demonstrated her love with a similar act, Jesus told her critics, "Leave her alone. She has done a beautiful thing to me." God values everyone equally. There are no distinctions in his eyes. In reality, we are all in desperate need of Christ's love and forgiveness. His love compelled him to die on the cross for us. May we see each person as Jesus did, made in God's image and worthy of his love. Let's treat everyone we meet with Christ-like equality and learn to see beauty as he does. Spend time in God's Word every day of the week with the Our Daily Bread mobile app and ebook. Go to getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't forget, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. So here's how this goes. We are a team of people that work in the studio, in the offices for Salem Media Group, KPRZ, KCBQ, 1170 The Answer. And so the idea there is to understand that we do a lot of cross-promotional material from one station to the other, but there's only one fantastical person that coordinates that. And her name is Susie Lopez, and Susie Q does the marketing, the promotions, the directing, the coordinating, the events, the up, the down, the get this put together, the take this down kind of thing for all of our events. Welcome to the show, Susie. How are you?
Thank you for having me on the show, David. But today we're not here to talk about events necessarily.
Okay, so that's a stretch right there. We're not talking about events like normally.
Right.
What are we talking about?
We're actually talking about our crazyprice.com website.
What's that?
So I'll tell you a little bit about what that is. And part of, you know, the things that we do, KPRZ and KCBQ, or like you said, AM 1170 The Answer. What we do is we partner with local realtors and merchants in the San Diego County area to get all our listeners great deals on great offers. So I wanted to share with you guys often, or listeners often hear us talking about crazyprice.com, half off deals, this and that, our tuitions, which we still have going on. And, but right now, because it's Cyber Monday, we've been having a thanks sale. We like to call it the autumn sale that we've had going on over the weekend. And today is the last day. And so I wanted to talk about some of the features. The certificates and vouchers are available on our website because these are really, really great deals. Not just because it's my, you know, job to promote them, but I actually use some of these services and I've actually given some of these items as gifts, which is comes in handy when you're trying to save money and stretch your dollars. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
So I wanted to let everybody know that, you know, this website, crazyprice.com, you are supporting local businesses. And the way we're different compared to other sites that offer half off deals is we are giving you guys the opportunity to buy a voucher certificate to redeem for their services at half off. And what then happens is the radio station, we give them advertising credits for those certificates that you buy. And a lot of people don't know that. Right. When they see it, they're just thinking, oh, here's another thing being sold at me. And really what you're doing is you're supporting local businesses by shopping on our website, crazyprice.com. So, you know, that's why we exist and that's how we're unique and different. So if you go to crazyprice.com and you use the code THANKS, you will receive 10% off already reduced certificates and vouchers. So everything on crazyprice.com is 50% off. So if you go shop on there and you enter the word thanks at your cart, in your cart, when you go to your subtotal area section of the page, you'll get an additional 10% off. So some of the deals that we have is Richard Walker's. These are some of our best sellers. Okay. The restaurants are our best sellers.
Yeah.
So Richard Walker's, we have a $50 gift certificate for $25 with the 10% off. In addition to that, you're paying $26 and some change out the door, including the fees and the processing fees and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Richard Walker's has two gift certificates. You're going to get two certificates, each with a $25 credit balance on each one. So you can give one to your sister-in-law. You can give one to your brother, for example. So, and then these are actual gift cards that need to be mailed to you. So if you use only $4 of it, if you get a cup of coffee, I don't know if that's how much it costs, but it's just an example. You're going to have a $21 balance.
You still get to keep the balance. You don't have to throw it out.
Exactly. Gotcha. You don't have to redeem the entire amount like other, you know, half off deal websites offer. Well, you have to redeem the entire amount. The only catch is you're thinking, right, what's the catch? What's the fine print? The Richard Walker's is the only particular deal where you do have to allow 5 to 7 business days for us to mail you the gift cards because these are gift certificates.
Right.
They are not vouchers.
Right.
Right. And so we do have vouchers for other businesses, which you do have to redeem all at once. However, but we also have the option where you do receive two certificates. For example, McDini's restaurant in National City.
Uh-huh.
It's a $40 deal. You get two $20 certificates. And then what happens is you can use one $20 one or you can combine them. So if you have
for a bigger meal kind of mentality.
Exactly.
Ah,
so you can use
like
them
it.
Both. So you can like redeem it. One or both at the same time. So that's another example.
Now how long is this going? It's going on throughout today because it's Cyber Monday kind of thing?
Right. So the 10% off the already reduced certificates and vouchers, it ends tonight at midnight.
Wow.
So you want to go today and these are while supplies last. Like I said, some of these bestsellers are going fast. Like, for example, Richard Walker's. I actually bought one this morning because my in-laws like going to Richard Walker's all the time. So they're going to be getting that for Christmas if they're not listening. Hopefully they don't find out that that's what
and
they're
getting.
And
if you're listening, you have just now forgot what you heard.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's okay. And then our other bestseller that we have a few, less than a handful of, is Sky Zone. So we have a voucher, a $60 value voucher. For $30 and, you know, with the discounts and all this and that, you're looking at, you're probably going to pay $30 and some change.
Right.
Because the discount is pretty significant with higher ticket items. And that's a really good deal. I actually been there with my family and, you know, it's $25 per adult to go.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So this certificate doesn't say only one adult and three kids or anything like that. I mean, you could just use this for four people. And so even though it says $60 value for $30 times four, I'm looking at it at $100 value
right.
for a, you know, significant price. So that's one of the deals that we have. Another really popular one that I've seen a lot of positive feedback from is Abby's Barbecue.
Right.
Which
they've served us several times. Abby's is like.
Exactly.
Right.
They've served us and they've catered for us for our events and office parties. And they're actually down the street in Miramar. You know, when people say I want barbecues, everybody goes to all the other ones. And so a lot of people haven't tried Abby's Barbecue, who's down the street. So when they do try it, I mean, they have everybody enjoys it. I know the lawyers that are in the suite across from us.
They like it a lot.
They like it a lot. And they found out about them through our radio station. So, you know, we want everybody to take advantage of these deals. And then we also have some fitness and sports deals, spas and salon deals. You know, so let's face it. Us ladies, we need to get a facial every once in a while. So we have this deal where you get a eyebrows wax and your lips wax, and you get a facial for only $42, which is a significant, really, really
good price.
Good, great deal. Yeah. Facials are expensive, David.
I don't know. I just look in the mirror and go, oh, well. I got nothing.
Is this it, God? Really?
Best you got, huh? Where was the truck? Anyway.
Is this all you can do for me? Well, anyway, unlike you, another man, us women like to make an effort on occasion and, you know, get a facial because we need it. You know, we wear a lot of makeup. We have a lot of stuff, product on our faces. So it's fine to – it's every once in a while we like to get, you know, a layer of skin peeled off our faces. It's – it helps us.
You only got 30 seconds left, Susie.
No, don't limit me.
You have no more time.
I'm just kidding. No. And actually, I want to talk about one more deal, packing bees. Earlier this year, I actually moved and I bought one of these certificates because I really wanted help moving because I didn't trust myself with all my fragile stuff and I didn't want to break anything. So I bought this deal and it's a 2-person crew for 3 hours moving services. And right now the deal is for $105. So out the door, you're going to pay like $102 or something like that.
Another good price.
That's really good price. And I've actually saw realtors buy the certificate because
for other people,
for their clients.
Excellent idea.
Because they're buying and selling houses. So they need a little help. Here's a gift for you from me. And they can write it off as, you know, an expense and they're getting a great deal. And I use their services. And can I tell you a secret?
Hurry.
When they went to my house and they packed my stuff, I took a nap because it was an awesome service. So crazyprice.com, use code thanks to get 10% off already reduced prices. And don't forget to shop and support local businesses and happy savings.
All right. Excellent job, Susie Q. That's the way to do it. CrazyPriceMall.com. Folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ 1210 AM, KPRZ.